Today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys, up first, David Toll from Virginia City is here to tell us about a threat to one of Nevada's oldest cities and tourist attractions. At 2:15, executive producer Richard Lewis of California Musical Theater joins me in studio to talk about this year's music circus and to answer your questions. In the travel news, Delta Airlines takes new consumer protection rules one step further. I am Mark Hoffman, flying solo today with Tom Romano taking a day off, and you are listening to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks. I want Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Well, indeed, it's a good Sunday afternoon. Actually, it's a gorgeous Sunday afternoon. What did Aaron say? It was 76 degrees outside. It is one of the prettiest days, Sundays in Sacramento of the whole year. Good afternoon. I am Mark Hoffman of Sports Leisure Vacations, and I am half of the Travel Guys. Tom Romano has taken the day off today, so it will just be Travel Guy today. We have a couple of very special guests joining me in studio today. We're going to flip the show around just a little bit, and instead of having the travel news at the very beginning of the program, we'll share that with you at the end of the program before we leave. So have some interesting stories. Delta Airlines has decided to take the new consumer protection plan a little one step further and give folks a little something extra. We'll have some news about that a little bit later on. Richard Lewis is here with us in studio to talk about the music circus and all of the fiscal challenges that are facing arts groups, not only in Sacramento, but all over the country right now with the economic slowdown, and what the music circus and California Musical Theater folks are doing to ensure that those Sacramento icons are here with us for a long time. So Richard is here with us in studio. We will take your phone calls at 921-1530 if you'd like to talk to Richard. But first of all, my first guest today is a gentleman joining me from live from Virginia City in studio. His name is David Toll. Good afternoon, David.
I am Mark.
It's a pleasure to have you here in studio with me. And David is here to address an issue that, you know, I would say would just be a local little political issue, except that in this case it involves a tourism destination that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is the old Comstock Lode town of Virginia City, just over the Nevada border and over the mountain towards Carson City. And David is Virginia City is facing a challenge these days, a challenge that it's faced in the past, but this is a new sort of challenge.
This is a much bigger version of past challenges, I must say. There's a mining company that has assembled some 6,500 acres of mining claims running in a swath, wide swath, from the base of Sun Mountain down to Highway 50, about 8 miles. And they've announced their intention to start digging great, enormous pit mines.
And I assume part of this has to do with the fact that the prices of gold and silver have skyrocketed so much that perhaps some mining methods that might not have been profitable previously may be profitable now.
Nowadays, very poor dirt can still be profitable.
Uh-huh. And so the thought is, now, is this they're taking new dirt out of the mountain, or they're going to try to take old dirt and get what's left out of it, or both?
Well, there are some small-scale remining of old mines, but this is actually digging enormous, huge pit mines, which was never done in the past.
Okay, and this is a concern to those folks who live in and around Virginia City because?
Because it's heavy industry. It's loud. It's incessant. It's dusty. It's toxic. It's bad news. It's no fun to have that for a neighbor, believe me. We had it before in the 80s. And it was a fiasco.
And so is there, I mean, I've scenes from Paint Your Wagon or the movie Paint Your Wagon are flashing through my mind here where, you know, there were streets below, there were tunnels beneath the town, and eventually the town collapsed. Is there any danger that the noise or the vibrations or the digging, is this more than just a nuisance and an inconvenience? I mean, is there some safety risk here?
Well, the safety risk is probably in the health hazard that it represents, but it's just that this is a National Historic District. The Virginia City National Historic District was established in the 1960s to preserve and protect this environment. And the idea that somebody could come in and just rip it up and leave behind nothing is, frankly, outrageous, astonishing to me.
And you are part of a group of people who live.
I live in Gold Hill.
Which is just outside of Virginia City.
Down the canyon.
And these are folks who, and you're not opposed to mining altogether. I mean,
no.
It is a mining district after all.
My great-grandfather was a mining superintendent there at some of the Bonanza mines. And so to us, mining is part of our family tradition as well as the heritage of the area. But what's being proposed now would destroy it, would just dig it up.
And we should, for folks who perhaps are driving through town or not familiar to this area, maybe perhaps you're driving through town on your way on Highway 50 up to Lake Tahoe right now, and you're thinking, gee, what's up there? Well, if you just go over the hill towards Carson City and keep on going on Highway 50, you'll find the turnoff to Virginia City, which is truly one of the most unique tourism destinations anywhere in the western United States, because it is an old mining town that is has restaurants and shops and wonderfully tourist attractions, but a lot of really authentic old history.
It's the real deal. It's the real deal. And when you dig it up and destroy it, it's not the real deal anymore. And when you make that turn up to Virginia City,
mm-hmm.
all the way that you make that drive, it's about 8 miles, that's where they're going to be digging. All the way.
And so for tourists who are coming to Virginia City, they're going to have to maneuver
get
around and through all of this stuff.
It's a 25-year plan, so there's going to be all kinds of activity over the years. But right now, if you come to Virginia City that way,
mm-hmm.
that's how your impression of the place gets formed. And you are in the old canyon, right where the old mines were, and there are still plenty of old buildings in Gold Hill and Silver City. All that will be gone. All that will be changed. You won't be there anymore. You'll be going around big holes in the ground.
My guest today on The Travel Guys is David Toll from Virginia City, and David is telling us about an open-pit mine that is proposed to be opened within the limits, if I understand it correctly, of the National Monument in Virginia City.
Yeah.
In fact,
they have 25 years of plans in their back pocket someplace.
So where does this story stand now, David?
Well, I'm one of about 100 local people who have formed an organization to resist and to prevent open pit mining within the historic district. It's just not right. And so we're exploring legal opportunities for preventing this, political. We're engaged on a lot of different fronts.
So you're a grassroots group that is fighting back.
That's right.
And so when will a decision be made?
Well, the first step to arriving at a decision, I guess, will be when the mining company presents its request for a special use permit.
Mm-hmm.
One in Story County, one in Lyon County, and we'll see what our county governments, how they respond.
So, David, you folks have set up a website. We have put it up on our Travel Guys Radio website. So if you're interested in knowing a little bit more about this and about David's group, you can go to travelguysradio.com. David has a little brochure that explains basically what they're trying to do here, and that is protect something that should be of consequence to those of us who live in this region, because every time you lose something, that is one more thing, one less thing for folks to see and do when they come to our region. And Virginia City, I must say, is a tremendous part of our history here. I mean, it is the counterpart to Sacramento, where gold was discovered, is where the Comstock Lode is.
And a big, tight connection over the years ever since.
David, thank you very much for coming in and being in studio with us today here. I hope that we have at least alerted folks here in the Sacramento Valley a little bit to what's going on. We'll keep an eye on the situation, and we'll get an update with you later on.
Thank you. I hope they'll come up and see us and enjoy it while it's there.
Absolutely. Up to Virginia City. I am Mark Hoffman. You're listening to The Travel Guys. After this break, coming up with us in studio, Richard Lewis of the Music Circus and California Musical Theater. If you have a question for Richard, 921-1530. We'll be right back.
The lights on the radio.
indeed. Welcome back to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. I am Mark Hoffman. Tom Romano is out on a golf course somewhere, and dare I say that Tom picked a spectacular day to ask for a day off here from the Travel Guys. He will be back with me next Sunday as we celebrate Mother's Day, by the way, by giving away some dining certificates for some of Sacramento's most classic restaurants. So if you join us next Sunday, you will have an opportunity to win those. Meanwhile, in the studio, joining me right now, live on the Travel and Entertainment Guys, is Richard Lewis for kind of an entertainment portion of this program. Richard, it's a honor and a pleasure to have you in the studio. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all our listeners out there in Northern California. It's a terrific opportunity for me to be on the air and have a chat with you.
Well, and that's kind of what I thought, since we changed the format of this program in our second year a little bit to encompass. My company has been involved in the cultural arts for ever since we've been into business, and part of what we do is take people to cultural arts events, and in most cases, we're taking people out of town. And so how we balance that is by supporting local cultural arts communities through advertising and things like that. And so I am very indeed honored to have you in the studio and to be for us to be able to talk today, because first of all, I'm a longtime fan of what you do. And my research over the week and Clayton Whitehead, our Road Reporter's research, has taught me a lot about Music Circus. We have really something here in Sacramento that is not only iconic and historic, but is really pretty much one of a kind. This whole concept started back in the late 40s in New Jersey, is my understanding. And Sacramento was one of the first cities to have this type of outdoor summer entertainment, and it now is one of the last.
That is absolutely correct. And the other thing that's truly unique about downtown Sacramento is the Wells Fargo Pavilion is a building unlike any other building on this planet. And I know because we tried very hard to find an example of another theater in the round that we could use as a model. Did not intend to reinvent the wheel, but that's when I discovered, no, there really aren't any other buildings like this out there. So, yeah, that building is a genuine, unique structure on this planet.
And so it keeps alive that concept of theater in the round, which is a very different genre than getting on a stage and facing people. There are lots and lots, and I'm sure you would agree to this, there are lots of actors and actresses who do not excel. It's, you know, it's kind of like a horse who runs good in the mud. You know, some actors and actresses excel in theater in the round, perhaps are even better in that genre than they are on an open stage.
Well, and actually with the younger folks, we're finding less and less of them because there's not the same opportunities that there used to be with other theaters in the round having shut down over the years. And so fortunately, we have a really strong group of directors and choreographers that understand the round wonderfully, and we bring them back year after year. In fact, our artistic director, Glenn Casal, has been with us since 1987 as a director.
Richard, are a lot of the folks who play in the Music Circus and the California Musical Theater productions that are done locally here, are some of those folks local Sacramento people?
We do have a few. Most of our talent will be coming from New York. We very much focus on the Broadway arena as a place to go fishing for cast people, and so we strive very hard to make sure that everybody on the stage is of equal ability. And so we are, like I said, most of what we get from New York. We get another a few folks from Los Angeles, and anybody that we can find here that is can cut the mustard, so to speak, is on the stage.
Now you're in the middle of, gosh, it probably there's never a dull moment around your place, but you've still got your Broadway series going on, and we'll talk about a little bit more about that a little bit later on in the show. And then right now you're gearing up and selling tickets for a Music Circus season that is coming up starting in July. Why don't we talk just a little bit about that, the schedule, and what's different this year from last year? Anything? Or?
Well, we do want to remind folks that A Grand Night for Singing is still running at the Cosmopolitan Cabaret through next Sunday. Shameless plug.
That's all right. You know, we had the folks from Grand Night for Singing in studio with us when the show started, and I have heard nothing but terrific reviews. In fact, we spent our office Christmas party at the previous Cosmopolitan Cabaret show on a matinee in December, and in addition to your cheap shameless plug, I'll just add the fact that it was a wonderful experience, and the food there is extremely good.
It's
so even if you weren't going for the show, it would be worthy of going just to have lunch or dinner. But the combining a meal on the show, it's really a very affordable experience and makes for a wonderful afternoon. And the quality of the entertainment was outstanding.
That's, again, thanks to our artistic director, Glenn Cassell. He does all of the casting for everything that we do. And he put together a great cast for Suds, and in fact, he directed it.
So, Richard, you put together, now you got three theaters going on, and you opened the third thing. You got the cabaret and the Broadway thing and the summer stock, and the economy goes kaput.
Yes, it turned out that the fall of 2008 was not the best time to start a new theater here in Sacramento. And however, we are in the midst
entrepreneurs of entrepreneurs don't always have the luxury of picking.
No, and show business can be very dicey, let me tell you. But you asked about the summer season, and I think one of the really highlights for me is our production of Miss Saigon, which is actually the closing production. It's a terrific piece of work. It's a great love story, and this will be one of the few places you'll be able to see it in the round. As you saw from our production of Les Mis a couple years back, we can take, if it's a great show, it's even better in the round. As I always say, it's not about the scenery, it's about the heart of the show, and Miss Saigon is great. The producers is going to be another in the round premiere for us, and we've got some very exciting casting news. Sadly, I can't tell you about it yet. It hasn't been made official, but we are looking at a Broadway Tony Award winner reprising his role in the show.
Wow, that sounds pretty exciting. You know, it's for Music Circus has been long supported by a core audience of people who have for many years, a lot of them are clients of mine who travel with me, and I know this because frequently Music Circus shows come up as topics of discussion when we're out on the road. And so there are a lot of folks who have supported Music Circus for a long time, but there has to be a lot of people in Sacramento who are either new to the city or live in surrounding areas and are new to this region and perhaps haven't discovered this theater yet. And really and truly what I want to tell you is that it is an incredibly unique theater experience. And if you've never been there, what you have to know is for many decades, those of us from Sacramento, we went to this tent and sweltered with swamp coolers that were on and sweated and enjoyed wonderful theater, but it was all part of the experience. You know, you went to Music Circus, and some nights it was 91, and some nights it was 108, and that was just the luck of the draw. And now we have this incredibly beautiful venue that is really unique to the country, and it's still technically a tent because it's got a Teflon coated roof on it, and it still has all the attributes of tent performances because it has performance aisles and exit aisles, and something's always going on no matter where you're at. And it is really and truly a unique theatrical experience. Okay, I'm off my soapbox now. If you ever have an opening, why, I'll be happy to come down and apply. But really and truly, it is a unique experience. I take people to Broadway, and we see shows on Broadway, and I'm not suggesting the Music Circus is Broadway. But Broadway is a unique theater experience, and Music Circus is a unique theater experience. And if you've never been there, then you need to get a couple of tickets and come to one of the shows because it's extremely affordable. What do tickets run for Music Circus?
Oh, the tickets are right around $50.
Yeah, exactly. So it's less than even the shows in the Best of Broadway.
Yes, definitely less than Broadway.
And it's really
Sacramento.
A unique, and it's a wonderful way to spend the evening. You can have a casual meal before or afterwards, and maybe that's another thing that we should mention here before we cut away to Aaron to the news is Music Circus is incredibly important to the economy of downtown Sacramento. I mean, you don't have a night that where there's a show where there aren't restaurants aren't full and parking lots aren't full and.
That's absolutely correct. We have a very significant impact economically on the downtown Sacramento area. And Music Circus alone, roughly $4 million budget, will spin off around $12 million into the region as a whole, but in particular to the restaurants, the parking downtown, supporting all of the parking valets, and our own, what we employ there at the theater.
Yeah, how many people work with California Music? I mean, in the Music Circus, how many people do you employ over the course of the summer?
Well, it fluctuates. It goes up and down. But overall, in January, we will print out about 550 W-2 forms. I point to the IRS to help you keep track of the number of employees.
So to say that that CMT is a major employer in Sacramento would not be an understatement at all. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the history of theater in Sacramento with Richard, a little bit more about the Best of Broadway series for next year, which has just been announced. And also we're going to talk about, yeah, times have gotten a little bit tough here, and there's an issue about a loan or a line of credit or something. I'm going to let Richard tell you more about that. You're listening to the Travel and Entertainment Guys. This is Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
If you have been on the planet for the last 50 years, 55 for me, I remember being in the Fox Theater as a little boy downtown and going with my little brother and sister to see Mary Poppins with Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews. And I've seen it, been to see it a few times on Broadway, Richard. And I am thrilled that it's coming to Sacramento. And really and truly, if you've never taken your family to ever to a show, and you have all been waiting for the one, this is the one. This is it. This is a really wonderful show.
It's a spectacular production. It's a terrific touring company that, by the way, will not be playing in that sleepy suburb by the bay known as San Francisco. No, Mary Poppins decided to come here to the capital of California, and it'll be here coming up June the 2nd to the 19th. It's a very, very large show, and it will be all of the flying tricks that have been on Broadway will be here in Sacramento, and everybody's really looking forward to it. There are still good seats available.
And for those of you who maybe didn't see it on Broadway, there you mentioned flying tricks, so you let that cat out of the bag, but there are some special effects in the show that are fun and unique and really I'm not going to say what they are, but they're really a lot of fun. So I really – this is a show that you – how are ticket sales going? I mean, you know, how is it going overall? I see that you've asked – wait, where's this headline here? Wait a minute. I've got it here someplace here. The Sacramento Business Journal. No, that's not it. It's something about a bailout. A bailout for the music circus. Music circus in trouble, banking on bailout from City of Sacramento.
Well, I think the term bailout has a very specific meaning these days, and it really doesn't apply to our current situation. We realized actually last November that things really needed to change. Our business model was not working anymore. And so at that time, we developed an economic recovery plan.
And specifically, that business model was partially was having Broadway shows in town for 2 weeks, which is something you'd gone to.
Right. Touring Broadway for 2 weeks. We started doing the shows 2 weeks about almost 10 years ago. We had over 12,000 subscribers. The subscriber base has diminished significantly starting in the fall of 08. And so it's now time for us to deal with that. And so what we've decided to do is that most of the shows are now going to run for just 1 week, which for us is 8 performances. Of course, the exception to that will be Wicked, which is here for 4 weeks. And there will be other exceptions to that down the road as we find productions that we feel are going to be interesting enough to warrant more than 8 performances.
Our guest today on the Travel and Entertainment Guys is Richard Lewis from California Music Theater. And I would encourage your phone calls at 921-1530. We still have a few more minutes if you have a question for Richard. We've had a couple questions sent in to our Travel Guys Radio website. And one of them, Richard, is apparently from one of the subscribers who was affected by this two-week thing. And they want to know what happens to my seats now that you have to put everybody back into 1 week from 2 weeks. He says, when we went to 2 weeks a few years back, I got terrific seats. What happens to me now? So I'll let you have that.
What we've done is we've looked at each subscriber and on the basis of the number of years they've been a continuous subscriber, and that number has become the key priority. So if you've been with us...
So there is a pecking order.
Oh, absolutely, and it's based on subscription priority. And so right now what will happen is, and I would be surprised if that subscriber hasn't already received the renewal information for the new season, but on there will be the suggested seat locations that we have for that person. And if for some reason they're not satisfied, then all they need to do is go ahead and renew, but make careful note on the invoice that they want to change. And we will process those changes in the date priority order in which we receive them.
So the point is that you're working very hard to you obviously there are some challenges. You've got people who sat down front for 2 weeks, and now you've only got 1 week's worth of down front seats, except for Wicked, when you have 4 weeks of seats, so everybody will get the good seat that they want, and plus some people who are just the general public are going to have a chance to get some outstanding.
Right, that's it. On these multi-week shows, everything will go back to what it was, and that way the folks that were used to sitting in the front row in the second week will, in fact, be back where they were.
So you're working very hard to accommodate people as best you can. Here's the other question that came in from our Travel Guys Radio website. Is a lady just asking if she said, I see tickets have gone that you've announced your season series and stuff. When will individual tickets go on sale? She wants to take a group to Wicked. She wants to know when those individual tickets might be on sale.
The group sales is a completely different situation. They can call about group sales any time for Wicked right now. And, well, group sales lady's not in the office today.
Today, but a group is more than 10?
A group is 12 or more. For Wicked, a group is 15 or more. But I want to go back to the line of credit versus bailout.
Okay, good.
Part of my economic recovery plan required that I achieve some measure of a safety net in order for us to properly manage our cash flow. The city of Sacramento did step up. We do have a $300,000 line of credit, which we have not used yet, so there's no loan in place. I don't want to be too technical, but what this is not a bailout. General Motors got a bailout. California Musical Theater got a hand up, not a hand out.
So what the city did was basically they kind of backed you. They kind of said, you know, we're good for this.
They recognize that our situation is not perilous enough to warrant drastic action. So they've decided to extend this to us. We are not in any immediate financial danger, but you have to be prudent in your business decisions, which means you have to look at cash flow projections, and you don't want to be overly optimistic.
So what you guys are doing is saying if the economy doesn't improve and we've taken these steps and we have another bad year, we want to make sure that we're still around for the next year. I mean, you're looking out a little bit. This is not, I guess, the message that we want to send to people today is that the music circus is not about to go away, but the reality is that the numbers are off, and it's time for people who enjoy this type of cultural arts in Sacramento to step up to the plate and buy some tickets.
That's exactly what we need to have happen. The other thing that we are doing is we have embarked on a major fundraising campaign called The Next 60 Years, which I don't believe I'll be here for the next 60 years. But nonetheless, we are have full board cooperation. They're out working to bring in additional contributed revenue, which is another important component. So we are attacking this problem from every side, and all I can say is Mary Poppins is a great show, and please don't miss it because it is a Northern California premiere.
Richard, before you get away, you are the second generation in your own family, so you've got more than just ties to this. I mean, this has been this is your family's heritage.
That's true. My father and his partner started this back in 1951. My father hired my mother, Evelyn Bell, and then later married her. You could say I was on stage in the summer of 52, but you didn't actually see me. I was a fetus. And it may be why I'm to this day, I'm seasick. But I certainly have been here every summer, and it's been quite an experience. I did not initially think that this was a job that I was going to go into, but I started really my professional career in 1973 as an assistant stage manager, and it's been kind of nonstop ever since. And we're just really thrilled that the people here in Sacramento have acknowledged what a wonderful asset we are to the community and how important we are to the fabric of life.
It sounds like you haven't lost your enthusiasm. Let me ask you, and this is I haven't heard from this man for several years, but how's our old friend Leland?
Leland just made a contribution to our next 60 years campaign.
And I speak of Leland Ball.
Leland Ball, my former boss, our producing director, he retired in November of 2002, and he lives happily in Manhattan now and is still very supportive of us. In fact, when there's a show that's running for a brief time in New York that I can't get to, but I think it's important to have some eyes on it, well, I'll have Leland go see the show, and then he'll report back and let me know whether it's something that we should consider.
So Leland is still looking over the music circus in Sacramento Theater from afar.
That's right. He's still with us.
Okay. Well, cool. Richard, is there anything before we go? Is there any parting comments or anything we haven't talked about today that you would like to share?
No, I think we've covered all the main topics. I already plugged Grand Night. We know Mary Poppins is coming. The Broadway Sacramento season for the new year is on sale. The box office is working very, very hard to kind of take care of as many of the renewing subscribers as we can. New subscriber sales are significantly greater than they were a year ago, which is a wonderful thing to see. And in conclusion, let me just say, Joanne Lewis, my wife, I love you.
All right. Richard Lewis from California Musical Theater joining us on the Travel Guys. When we come back today's Upside Down show without Tom Romano, we will go to the travel news and have some final thoughts for you before we wrap up and call it a day. This is Mark Kaufman for the Travel Guys. You're listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Good Sunday afternoon to you. Mark Hoffman for Tom Romano, who is out on the links as we speak. Golf and Grape precedes this program. Cowboy Poet is coming up next. The Libertarian Cowboy Poet, I'll tell you what, that man is never boring. Never boring, always interesting to listen to. You can agree with him or disagree with him, but by golly, you will find yourself going, yeah, yeah, or boy, where's my radio? Anyways, that's coming up after the news at the top of the hour. We have a little bit of a reverse program here today because our guests have come in at the beginning of the program, and we still have the travel news to take care of. Richard Lewis just with us with the California Musical Theater, and those folks are, like everybody else in the arts business, everybody is scrambling. Ticket sales are off. The economy is down in Sacramento. What a great surprise that comes to everybody around town. And the music circus season is coming up, but really and truly they have for the summer and the fall season one of the strongest schedules in a couple, 3 years. So check it out. It's CaliforniaMusicalTheater.com. And if you can't remember that, why go to Travel Guys Radio and you'll find it there. So it is in the reverse part of our program here today. It is time to do what we usually do first, and that is the travel news. This is where Tom Romano would introduce the Mark Kaufman Trio. But if we wait for Tom, we'll be here all day, and the cowboy poet will never get on the air. So I'm saying the cowboy poet's a libertarian poet. Yeah, well, the cowboy libertarian poet. We'll get him in here in just a minute. All right, American Airlines is bringing back the in-flight happy hour. Says it will offer happy hour pricing next month to customers buying alcohol on flights departing during the 5 o'clock hour. The promotion will feature 5 o'clock alcoholic drinks on flights in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and the Caribbean that depart between 5 and 5:59 local time. Southwest has knocked Frontier to number 3 in Denver. They have leapfrogged Frontier Airlines to become the number 2 airline at DIA. United remains the top carrier at Denver in terms of passenger carried, but people in Denver board Southwest and Frontier ahead of United. Do they know something that we don't? Well, ever wonder what happens to used hotel soap? Most are thrown away. About 1 million bars of soap are tossed out daily by U.S. hotels, according to Clean the World, an Orlando-based nonprofit organization that recycles used soap for distribution to developing nations and domestic homeless shelters. In time for Earth Day, Clean the World announced that it inked an agreement with Starwood Hotels to collect and recycle soaps, shampoos, conditioners, lotions, and gels. Since its founding 2 years ago, Clean the World has distributed more than 8 million bars of soap to families in the U.S. and more than 40 countries. Clean the World now has 4 recycling operation centers in North America, including Orlando, Las Vegas, Vancouver, and Toronto. It plans to open in other cities. For its partner hotels, Clean the World provides bins for housekeeping staff to use in depositing collected soap and shampoo lotion bottles. The collection is taken to its recycling plant, where soap is sterilized and reformed into 2-ounce bars. The bottles are washed and recycled. What a cool idea. So that stuff that you leave behind. At our own company, Sports Leisure Vacations, we ask our travelers to bring unused soap and hotel amenities back down in the morning, and we collect them and give them to Loaves and Fishes as a way of supporting what they do, because when you're homeless, just being able to have your own little bottle of shampoo is something more than what you had beforehand. So anyways, a good idea to keep that stuff out of the landfill and put it in the hands of some folks who can use it. The hole that appeared in the Southwest airplane last month, you probably have picked up on this story last week, may have been the result of defects present in the plane since it was built, according to an exclusive ABC News report. After the April 1 incident, investigators found widespread cracking in the metal fuselage. The initial thought was that the cracks were caused by metal fatigue, a result of the plane's 39,000 takeoffs and landings, but it now appears it could be a problem in production. The plane was manufactured in 1996, and investigators are focused on rivets, thousands of metal pins that hold the pieces of an airline together. Investigators believe that the area of the plane's skin that failed, those pieces were not held together as they should have been. Seems the rivet holes may not have been sized properly, and the two pieces that separated were not fastened tightly enough together to begin with. Investigators believe that over time, the stress at all those takeoffs and landings resulted in cracking along this vulnerable seam. May I suggest it's the same as having a crack along the side of your house, and each year you go out after the winter storms and you say, wow, that looks a little worse than it did the year before. You know, maybe that's a spot we ought to take a look at. Well, that's kind of what happened here. Boeing ordered the inspection of 600 similar planes, most of which were built around the same time as the Southwest plane in question. About 75% of those planes have been inspected. Only five were found to have slight cracks, and those were taken immediately out of service. Carnival Cruise Lines has sued the owners of the Deepwater Horizon drill rig. They filed the lawsuit in U.S. District Court in New Orleans against the owners, operators, and manufacturers of the rig. Carnival said the Gulf oil spill a year ago caused it to incur increased fuel costs, vessel cleaning costs, and loss of revenue and bookings. And as we mentioned earlier at the top of the program, Delta Airlines has carried the new consumer protections a little bit further. They are now enabling customers to track checked bags. Delta has introduced baggage tracking on its website. Customers will be able to see that their bags have been loaded off an aircraft and on to another. Also, Delta will now will text or email customers if the airline misplaces their baggage. Customers must first sign up for last-minute updates on Delta.com or subscribe to have their contact info included in a reservation. And also, Delta will pay you a credit voucher of $25 for a bag that is delayed beyond 12 hours or $50 for two bags, something that the airline folks, the Department of Transportation, didn't quite see fit to include in the protections that were announced last week. So Delta has voluntarily offered delayed bags. They will now compensate you for them. So good for Delta for taking a step up and raising the bar a little bit. Sleeping air traffic controllers. The FAA announced on Friday it has replaced three high-level managers in the nation's air traffic control system following embarrassing incidents of controllers sleeping on the job and making potentially dangerous mistakes. A webcam caught tourists walking on Old Faithful. Yellowstone National Park rangers say they've handed out $125 tickets to three people after someone watching by webcam saw tourists walking dangerously close to the iconic Old Faithful geyser. Standing near Old Faithful is doubly dangerous because it erupts with blasts of scalding 204-degree water on an irregular basis. A number of people have been burned over the years, and there's only a thin crust of soil that covers the hot water in places. I embarrassingly bring up this story because the ranger cited a group tour leader, a bus driver, and a tour member. Oh, shame. Not me or any sports leisure travelers, I am sure. But nonetheless, stay off the lawn at Old Faithful. And finally, Continental and United are pushing fares up again. They have raised fares on many U.S. routes by up to $20 per round ticket, trip ticket. That was done on Friday. We'll see if it sticks on Monday. And next week on the Travel Guys, we will talk about why you never buy an airline ticket over the weekend. All right, sports leisure travelers, we have a couple of lucky winners here. George Zielzich. Travel Club member 38793, and I have bungled your name, George, something terrible, or George Harms. If you are members of the Sports Leisure Travel Club and call our office Monday or Tuesday before 5 o'clock, you can claim a $100 prize just for listening to the Travel Guys. Next week, Tom is back. It's Mother's Day. We have some special dining giveaways for all the moms and all those of you who have moms who will be listening next Sunday at 2. Coming up next, it's the Libertarian Cowboy. I'm Mark Kaufman for Tom Romano. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, 1 hour a week is all we ask. You're listening to News Talk 1530, KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.